while grandmas correct themselves around the globe.
Correct themselves?
Yeah.
What does
correct?
What does that even mean?
In a sense of like, do you know like the bath and bath? Some grannies would be like, no, it's bath.
One little girl corrects me.
What were you speaking?
On grass. She calls it grass.
What?
Pisses me off.
Pisses me off, stuff like that as well. Like, what's in that? It's like Curtis always gets
I don't like the fact that she talks posh. In my eyes.
She's going to have to teach her.
It's strange because, like, Milton Keynes is like, for some reason, after Milton Keynes, they speak Southern.
Bar, it's a bit weird, bar, isn't it?
Or grass. Oh, no, sorry. What how do they call it? Grass. Bath. Yeah, bath. And grass.
It's weird, though, because Milton Keynes was that overflow for all the Londoners.
Well, that would be why, though. That would be why they speak in a south. Because if you say grass, that's like sort of a northern way of saying it. So I suppose that's why. Because late in Buzzard, they all speak like that. And they don't know what the word gorm means.
Gorm.
Like at school. Oh, yeah. I said to somebody once, like, that, in a gorm or something, like, what do you mean? So, what do you mean, what do I mean?
But then some people don't know what a goth is. I've said goth to some people.
Got a new match on Tinder.
Been on there for 5 minutes.
Really some fucking...
some big joke.
Identifies as a dolphin.
Oh, mate, don't. That was like, well, it opened me up to a new category of like, maybe I shouldn't go so ham with the right swipes.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe I should. I mean, if he gets it cut off, we can talk, but I'm not going dick to dick with a man dressed like a woman.
I mean, what would happen if you, like, had no idea, they didn't say anything, and, like, they were as pretty as anything, right? You went on a date. She'd kissed them, done all sorts of, like, foreplay. And then they just drop on you. But, like, they've had surgery. They've got one of them, like, pushed-in dick
panties. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Their uterus is switched round to their arsehole.
Right. Well, what do you do?
Well, I guess it depends how much of a connection you got with them, I suppose.
I'd kill them, then kill myself.
Now, on that subject, I used to know a lad, yeah, I'm not going to mention no names, I doubt he'll even hear this podcast either way, but...
We've got, like, fucking 3 viewers, so I doubt it.
But, yeah, well...
And if he does, by then we'll be famous and be in fucking...
We'll be able to buy security.
Well, Las Vegas.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think he never seemed like the sort of guy that you need to be worried about.
Yeah, fuck him, man.
But, yeah, anyway... He went to Thailand. He's a bit tapped in the head from the... Oh, shit.
Is that your pizza delivery, yeah?
That is my pizza.
Yeah, smelling pizza.
Proper length for it.
Have to have a smoke sometime. You never do.
Huh?
Have you ever actually had a smoke with one of your drug dealers?
Yeah.
Because I've fucking had that conversation with myself, and I had this one guy, I won't mention names.
Yeah, just tell the world that I'm a drug addict.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, a little bit of weed's not a big deal.
Nah, true.
But I'd always say, yeah, we'll have to do something sometime. And you just never do.
To be honest with you, I am pretty good with that. Look, when the Lewis would need to get the buds off.
Oh, yeah.
I used to go chill with him all the time. Obviously, Rick and Rocky are my good mates.
The problem with me was always that fucking... I don't like being stoned in different places, so... When I first moved to Leighton Buzzard, I went to the park. Well, I was only still fucking like 17 or something like that. And I was just fucking wandering about, like, fucking, yeah, I'll go meet some people.
No, but it's
a freebie.
Yeah, I'll give you a little extra because it's dusty. Okay, yeah. Probably worth about a tenner. But yeah, carry on, late and buzzard in the park.
And I lit this spliff up, man. I'm sat on this bench, probably like fucking 30 metres away from fucking like the ramps and all of that. And I lit this spliff up. Next thing you know, what are these like, fucking kids coming over and that? And I was like, that's cool, man. Just jamming with them and whatever. And this fucking joint side burning and that, yeah. And I'm like, fucking hell, man. Like, trying to sort it out with a lighter and that, taking these big hits on it, fucking trying to get the sideburn to get sorted out and fucking lighting it and whatever. Anyway, it gets to like halfway down the joint, right? And I've sorted the sideburn out, but literally I handed the joint to one of the other lads because obviously they fucking wanted some of it.
Yeah.
And bro, I swear to God, I was fucking wrecked. I just destroyed myself, man. I just literally just fucking, like, I just from damages were rolling the joints that you used to fucking roll, which is basically half a 10 bagger and joint sort of thing. I destroyed myself, man. I was fucking on another level, man. In the town that I didn't know, and like I just sat there and I sort of realised how stoned I was, and
I find it gets you more when, like you say, you realise how stoned you were.
Yeah,
it kind of makes the highness more, like amplifies it a little bit.
Yeah, and then I just sort of like left them boys with whatever fucking was left in the joint, and I was like, yeah, I got to bounce, I'll catch you in a bit, and walked home. And I was fucked. I can hardly walk straight and all tripping over myself. And it's alright when you're drunk, because you just don't give a fuck. But when you're stoned,
you get
like, fucking paranoid, like fucking horrible, man. Fuck that.
It was like last time I was in Davbrook, fucking. We're all at the wreck, and back when we were all selling pills and all that sort of stuff.
Remember pollen? Remember smoking pollen?
Oh, I used to love pollen.
I don't know what the fuck that was. It was like a draw, wasn't it? Like,
I think pollen was more to do with, like, you know, the crystals you get off the end.
Of what?
Like, off the buds, you know, like in that
metal. I don't think it's anything to do with weed, bruv. No? It's too weak, man. It's weak. We used to get, like.
Yeah, but you gotta remember this is dab drugs.
No, it wasn't. It was a type of hash. You used to get that, the rock they used to always
say. Yeah, hash.
It was a type of that. Because we had to melt it, don't you remember? We had to melt it and shit.
Yeah, which hash is like.
That's like the leaves, like composted and then squidged into a fucking square. So it's more a case of like the shit bits rather than.
Cannabis pollen. A powdery substance produced by the reproductive organs of the male cannabis plant.
Oh, so male weed.
Cannabis pollen contains
which is shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they just fucked up the grew male plants and realised and then made it into pollen and to. Because I think it was like 3 grams for a tenner.
Well, this is the thing, like, obviously, like, there were some good drugs in Dav, but once I moved over here, I realised, like, how better drugs could be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. To be honest, when I moved to Leighton, I come back to Dav after a while smoking the stuff in Leighton, and I picked up some stuff from Dav. And it fucking blew my head off. I'd say.
Like, don't get me wrong, there were some banging stuff out there.
It just came like here and there, didn't it? But I spent a long time in like Milton Keynes and all of that, getting the same stuff. And for the same sort of guys and whatnot, and it was fucking shit. I come back to Dav, got a fucking bud of some ute, it fucking rocked my socks.
And then it's like fucking buds and drugs that I've got you from over here.
That's good though, isn't it? Really good. But it's surprising what people can grow in their own fucking like houses and stuff, the quality of it. Do you think this Cali weed and shit, do you think it's real?
Yeah.
How
though? 100%.
Yeah, but how?
Because it's like the cross genetics of growing weed. Obviously, back in
the. Yeah, but no, does it come from California? Is it imported?
on that, yes and no.
I'm going for a quick test.
Seems today that all you see is violence and sex on the TV. But where those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely? Someone is a family guy. So,
we might as well just sort of continue with the fucking weed talk.
No, that's it. We just go. We just talk and go wherever the conversation goes.
I see Joe Rogan loves weed. He's all about fucking... What interests me about what he says is he says he likes paranoia.
Yeah?
Because it makes you realise how fucked up things are.
Yeah.
And it brings things into perspective, which I get.
Well, it's like I was reading this thing earlier, and it was like one of them feeds from like Twitter or something. Basically, it was like this conversation. This one bloke commented, and then this other person was like, "You talk about humans like you're not human." And he went, "Go look at my page." And then someone's obviously clicked on the page and screenshotted what he said. Obviously, I don't know how much of bullshit it is, but basically he was saying he's some ancient thing and he generally eats people and then he writes about it. And he was saying, the thing is, everyone's built up life so much on like fictional stuff like fairy tales and myths and all that, that because of that, people see what he's saying as he's just making it up for fictional purposes to obviously make his stories better. And he was saying that gave like them people, obviously, if they are real, the ability to hide in plain sight. Because and if he was to come up to you and be like, "Oh yeah, I eat people," and then write about it, like, "Yeah, good joke, do you know what I mean?" Because you wouldn't believe someone would be so openly about it. So in a theory, us watching all these fantasy movies, all that sort of stuff, we've built a sort of subconscious defence against anything that's out of the norm.
I get the point of it. But I think people would... It's like you post anything on the internet and there's always going to be that person that takes it a certain way. And some people take things so literal.
Yeah.
And I don't think that applies to like every person. So I get the point, but I don't think that could actually be the case. I think they're just trying to make a point in what they're saying.
Yeah, and that's...
Just because I guarantee if they've got more than like, I don't know, 50,000 followers, I guarantee somebody of some importance would have looked into them and see a bit about them, maybe check up on them. And in the local area, make sure no one's gone fucking missing.
Yeah, oh, of course. Yes. Like, 100%. Like, you would have people that would look into something strange. But then, on the same token as that, if you want to think about it like that, police have real cases, real murders, real rapes, real people going missing. So, for him to put that on Facebook... And then if someone was to say, ring up the police or something, and be like, can you have a look at this guy? After time, I'm like, well, one, why is he so, like, happily talking about it on social media?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's actual real murders that go on. Maybe not to the state of what that bloke was saying, but but there's actual murders that go on.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing that was probably like an American thing. Fucking, it wouldn't surprise me. It's nutty as fuck over there.
So, like, I watched a video ages ago. I don't know how true it is, yeah? But the video actually looks, like, proper real. Like, from, you know, like, remember, like, that mission on Call of Duty with the AC-130?
What's an AC-130?
Like, a big gunship.
No.
Well, basically, they have, like, black and white cameras on that that, like, zooms in on the ground so you can shoot, obviously, your targets from this gunship.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
So basically, it's this video, black and white, of them filming this area, and they're recording soldiers moving into this place, and all of a sudden, four things come flying, like running, like at speeds that you would go, that inhuman. And then, like on the video, you see them like tear the arms off of these soldiers, take shots and everything. Like they get shot with like fully automatic. Like rifles, and they're still running at these soldiers.
Shit. So they just get slaughtered then?
Yeah.
All of them?
All the soldiers. And you just see these four things run off with the body parts and that.
I want to see that now. Try and find it.
Well, that's the thing, man. Like, trouble is.
You ever seen the, what's it called? The Rake?
No.
The Rake's like this little white gremlin looking motherfucker. It's like a human with a tail, walks on all fours, with elongated like arms, really skinny, but it's like albino, whiter than albino white.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, there's like stories and myths about it that, like it was seen in the 1800s and people moved places. Basically, like it like stalks its prey.
Yeah.
More or less, like it acts like a fox at times, sort of thing. Will like sneak around and just get what it can. But there was like, it's like footage and stuff of it, like in London Underground, like in the sewers and stuff. And there's some weird footage out there about them, and they're fucking weird looking things, man.
Well, that's the thing, though. What? How are we to actually know that they're in?
But you know, the way I see it with something like that, yeah, is as much as, yeah, it's a scary fucking monster thing, I sort of think that, you know, we can't fight a lion, but we are supposedly like an apex predator. We're like, we're the bee's knees, man. Look at what we've become. So I don't see why we wouldn't be able to like kill one of the things with our bare hands.
Because the thing is, the way you got to look at it, we're the apex predator of this planet. And even still, we're only apex because of the sort of intelligence we have. So you imagine something comes from a different planet or even different universe.
Oh, I'm not saying it's an alien. I'm just saying it's... No,
but that's my point. Well, we're apex to the things we know. But then, like you say, if you were to go out into the Sahara and walk into a pride of lions, you won't be the apex predator.
Unless I've got an AK.
Yeah, unless you've got an AK. But that.
But this thing anyway, the Rake, is like, I'll show you that. And I don't know. I just personally, I'd fight it. Like, I know it sounds stupid, but I'd fight it. Like the only thing that makes me say that is a story about it where. Basically, it come into somebody's house, and it was in a kid's bedroom, and the parents walked into the bedroom and just see it looking over their kid, right? And it ran past them and ran out.
Yeah.
Now, but if that was me, right, my instant reaction then would be protecting your child and thinking that that could possibly come back and take your child, now it's don't have to get in. The fuck is that?
But
which ones are chasing who?
That's the soldier. They're the reptilians.
Reptilians? They're just fucking fast humans, bro. They're not that fast.
No, watch. and look at the shots he's delivering.
What the fuck? Oh shit! There's just one soldier. It's not a zombie apocalypse, that shit.
Well, they put it down as zombies, but where I was seeing it was about reptilians.
Fucking hell. Reptilians.
But like, the thing is, you don't generally know about these things. It's like, have you ever heard of stuff called androcrime or something like that?
No.
Well, basically, it's, you know, all these like satanic elite groups.
That's a rake.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen like videos with that.
Yeah,
that,
I'd fight it, bro.
Right.
Well, I tried to fight it at least. I wouldn't let it fucking leave my house. If it was in my house looking at my kids, you know, I'd fight the fucking thing.
Well, that's the thing as well.
So the boogeyman, fight it.
Right, yeah, well, that's the thing. It's these supernatural beings and everything, they're going to most probably be more faster, more vicious than that. Your only option would be to fight it.
I think that's your only option, because...
Of course it is. You could run, but it'd catch you.
I mean, you can't fight a ghost, because... Shit, it's a ghost. I'll tell you what, there was a video of the rake on someone's roof, yeah? And I'll just show you the picture of it, but in the video, he comes out of the house and he looks around and he sees that on his roof, yeah? And then it's a scarpers, but swear to God, man, I see it before the video, it's the scariest thing going, bruv. It's hard to believe that it's not real when you see that one. I mean, but the thing is, if it looks like a human, probably got like a same size brain as a human, possibly could be intelligent enough to hide. And if they are living like the sewers and shit, right, and they can see in the dark or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, how often do you see a bat?
Well, saying that, when I lived at my mum's, you see bats all the time.
Really?
I remember one time walking Tia, when we just had Tia, mum's old dog. I was walking her back through the fields, and it started getting dark, and this bat just started circling me and her.
Really?
So I was swinging the lead.
You're scared of it?
I weren't scared of it.
I
didn't want it. I didn't want it to attack Tia.
I'd be scared of a fucking bat. Could swoop down and turn into a vampire.
Fucking stab it in the hat.
With what?
Your finger.
Your trusty finger.
I'm actually a Shaolin monk.
Right.
This finger can go through 6 inches of solid concrete.
After it's been drilled out.
In my imagination, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, you don't know how true all this shit is.
You sort of want it to be true, but if it was true, it'd be fucking terrifying. What we'd said at what we were going to do at work, never got around to doing it, because, I mean, I should have done it, but I fucking got sacked anyway. But we wanted to, because we were watching videos and stuff about me and Reese, and about the rake and stuff. We convinced ourselves it was real, man, not proper. Like, we just see too many videos of it. And we were gonna, like, at work they had these like white overalls that you wear to like paint in the body shop.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just gonna like dress Reese up and get him to run around in the yard. Because it's pitch black up there, right? People got there to get a car, just like run up on people on four legs.
Have you seen that one of the man that's got one arm and no legs? He goes into like shopping malls, he's like, zombie attack. And then as someone's walking like in an aisle by themselves, he'll come flying around the corner, just like scooting himself across the floor with the one arm, like, at the amount of people that are like, fuck, and then end up running off and that, man.
Fucking lad. He's got one arm left.
Yeah, one arm, no legs. Obviously missing the other one.
He's got a dick of balls.
That's probably.
I hope so.
But there's like this fucking, like a rap group called Odd Squad.
At least you've got one arm. That's what you need, really. I mean, if you've got any less than that,
still lift weight. But yeah, there's a group called Odd Squad, you know, like a rap family, but they're all like people with disabilities.
Right.
And there's this one guy called Nubs, yeah? And literally, he has got nubs. And then like this little bit, which I presume is his thumb on the side of it.
Right.
But boy, he can roll some naughty zoots. And he is actually a bad boy player on like COD and that.
And he's got thumbs?
Yeah, got no hands or nothing.
So how does he press RT?
I don't know. Like, but I've watched videos of him. Like,
Austin, we were out earlier, and Austin was this boy in a wheelchair in front of us, and I remember what he said, but he ripped this little kid in a wheelchair, man. Like, and bro, literally, how the mum didn't hear him, I don't know, man. But it was just.
Well, what's he saying?
I don't know, just fucking, he's a kid in a wheelchair and he just started taking the piss out of him. Just like, Jesus Christ, man. Ruthless.
So I'm just going to try find a video of this. That's true. Well. This is him playing. Playing PUBG. Oh, it's rap as well.
Was he rap as well?
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of the odds.
Fingerless rapper.
But that's him playing PUBG as well.
Better rapper than me.
Shit, man. Well, that's the whole reason I follow him on Facebook.
What,
rapper? I heard one song of theirs, and I was like, yo, they're actually fucking, like, pretty dope, man.
I want to see his fucking nubs.
Look at that picture of him. There's like an albino, that guy with no arms, and this black lad, but I don't know what's wrong with the black lad.
Black? No, I'm joking. I am joking. But, I mean, so what's wrong with the albino?
He's an albino. It's classed as a disability.
Why is that classed as a disability?
I'll find out for you in a second. I've never really spent that much time looking into it.
Maybe he's just got, like, the black guy's got a small dick when he should have a big dick because he's black.
Quite possibly.
And that's possibly his.
I think that's a myth.
I don't.
I've seen some black guys with tiny dicks.
Really? I'm not even going to ask any more about that.
Just in the gym.
Oh, do you know what? Oh, here we go. What the fuck? There's literally just a little, like, bean popping out of each arm. At least he's got something. Jesus Christ, he'd be fucked without them, though, wouldn't he? That's weird, though.
But it makes you think that, like, literally anything is possible.
What? Oh, imagine.
If that lad can be, like, a savage fucking Xbox or whatever he plays, and still, like, strap fucking decent joints and that.
Fair play. Okay, I mean, fucking each of their own.
But yeah, back to earlier. You ever heard of Androcon?
Andro what?
Androcon.
No.
Well, you know, there's all these like elitist paedophile rings and elitist Satanists and that.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a form of blood. The premise of it, basically, you terrify a person, like, terrify them to their core. put pure like fear and horror into them, right. And then their body starts producing adrenaline,
right.
And then you drain the blood in that process, and then obviously it's mixed in with the blood, and then you drink the blood, and it's supposed to give you like eternal life, youthful like body sort of thing, like bring you back. Say if you're an old man that was like under arthritis.
That literally makes absolutely no fucking sense.
Mental, bruv. Fucking mental. Like in the satanic fucking rituals and that. The idea of it is to get the purest form of life to do it with. So that's why it's like childs and all that.
Children.
But it is an actual chemical compound. Which makes me think, because I kind of think in my head, like, ah, probably just all bullshit, like, more stuff to, like, push on a conspiracy.
Mm.
But then when you look at it, it is actually a fucking chemical compound.
Yeah, but it's like saying, why don't they just scare themselves?
Because they have to drink the blood.
Yeah, but why? When their bodies can activate the same chemicals.
Let's have a look.
It just makes no sense.
The effect of androchrome and something else on the behaviour of animals and psychology of man.
Why don't they scare the shit out of animals and do it with animals?
Because, like I say, with the satanic side, it has to be like the purest form of life, which would be
fucking baby an innocent. Huh? Humans aren't pure.
Child is. A freshly born child is definitely pure. They haven't had nothing to taint them. There's no.
Craziness.
There's no horror in them. It's like, if you think like a baby rabbit, like you say, as soon as that's born, it knows it needs to survive. Whereas with babies, they've got everything now.
Yeah, humans are very like, babies would just die like so easily, whereas animals, they're babies, they're resilient, they're like,
they have to be. And that's why
we're so fragile at the start.
For a lot of these animals, like spiders and that, will give birth to like fucking 50, or that's probably wrong. If anyone wants to check, fact check that, go ahead. But like 50 eggs, say.
Yeah.
Because of 50 eggs, say 25 of them die.
Yeah.
That's still 50% of the offspring.
Yeah, I've heard stuff like that before with like fish in certain places. They'll have the same breed of fish in one pond to the next pond, but because one pond there's no predators, they'll produce less, but the fish will be bigger. In the next pond they'll produce more and the fish will be smaller, because it's weird how they're not in control of that. It's just weird how evolution does that crazy sort of stuff. Like, it's fucking crazy, really.
But that's kind of the way it works. It's like,
because that stuff's just like, that's just mind-boggling.
That's really. I don't know how. Like, this isn't like any sort of history facts or biology or nothing like that. But even back when like these things were evolving to where they are now, you might have found that there was 10 different versions of the same species.
Mm.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And the one that managed to survive was the one that got all the better traits.
Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah, that's pretty fucking onto something there.
It's like that Alien Worlds we were watching. Do you remember them little rabbit-looking things that were getting chased by the monkey?
Yeah.
And how they adapted to be able to heal out for the monkey, but then the monkey adapted to have like elastic arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
To give it a better reach when trying to grab for the rabbit.
Don't grab that rabbit that was stood there stoned.
Oh, yeah.
That was a whole fucked up
process. They're all sniffing the fucking fungus from some sort of fucking mushroom.
Took away its fear.
It's mad, but there is actually a thing on this planet that does that.
It takes away your fear.
It goes into that. What it does is a parasite. And it'll go into like slugs or snails. And then it'll start taking over the body. And then it'll like push its eyes up really long. And it makes it like loads of vivid colours. So basically then the snail will sit there on a branch, beaming these colours out of its eyes. And then obviously a bird will come, eat that snail, fly off. Then when it shits, it helps the parasite travel then.
It's crazy.
Huh? Called zombie snails, man.
Fucking zombie snails.
And like, that's the thing, like, imagine one day, like, if we keep, like, keep archivating, like, digging up the past. Digging into we might end up finding a virus that that is a zombie.
Oh, just a snail. It's crazy, man. Looks like he's come back from a festival.
And that fucking Coachella.
Yeah, but he's tripping the fuck out, man.
I found out about it from a documentary, and they were like explaining what would happen if it got into humans.
Be fucking dangerous.
Actually, it weren't that parasite. It was a different one, like a moth or a fungal or something. But then when it gets into your body, eventually it'll like start coming out of your body.
Well, on that note of snails, I think this podcast's done. That's long enough, I think.
Give me one game of Yu-Gi-Oh! Before you go to bed.
Alright.